Simplicity of Life and Purpose, Leo Adams, FRC.
My presentation today is titled Simplicity of Life and Purpose. What it can be if you're willing to look deep and make some fundamental choices at what is really important to you. While life may not appear to be simple, if you focus on the simple things that are important to you, it will make life so much easier to enjoy and live life in true purpose. While this presentation has much information, it presents more questions for you to answer within rather than the simple answer to one of the biggest questions in life: what is my purpose? Before I get started, I feel I should share one of the most relevant and profound statements relating to Rosicrucian philosophy and purpose. Rosicrucianism, as presented by Amok throughout the world today, is a practical philosophy, a science of demonstrable laws. Rosicrucians have always been practical individuals working with nature's laws for the sole purpose of improving their own and others' lives here on earth now. According to the Rosicrucian ideal, each person should attempt by every means ethical, moral, and cosmically approved to succeed in life, to enjoy health, happiness, material comforts, and the comforts of physical existence, and to attain spiritual peace and attunement. In fact, Rosicrucians have ever held that to truly fulfill the mission of our existence here on earth and thereby carry out divine will, we should neither slight nor negate the material or worldly obligations that are incumbent upon all of us, but should meet them, master them, and make them an imminent success of our earthly life. This, say the Rosicrucians, will bring us more truly in contact with the universal laws of nature and attune us more consciously with the universal scheme of things, rather than living a life of speculative abstraction or spiritual monasticism. I also cannot continue without first calling out some fundamentals of living life in harmony and what Rosicrucians would refer to as peace profound. I ask these fundamental questions. Are you practicing or using the Rosicrucian principles that you have learned over the years? Are you living in harmony with nature and its cycle of the year? Are you doing the work that you're fully committed to? I must also touch on some basic Rosicrucian principles. Everything is connected on all levels: divine, spiritual, astral, and physical. All is one. Spirit is everywhere. The energy or frequency of spirit permeates everything, thus offering an infinite resource for understanding and action. This is your personal soul. There is a personal soul, which is a temporal perception of separateness from a universal soul, of which we are all part of. And as individuals, where we should work for that ideal of perfection in harmony with the cosmic or the all. Then there's this concept of reincarnation. It's important, not that you must believe in it, but realize nothing is destroyed or ended, only transformed into a new thing. And do you really believe the cosmic would only give you one chance at getting everything harmonized or balanced? in one incarnation. And of course, karma. This is not a good or bad thing, but of which I prefer to phrase the law of compensation, where everything on all levels move towards a state of balance without judgment, punishment, or reward, only balance. An excellent reference for much of this question relating to purpose is explored in the Mansions of the Soul book by Harvey Spencer Lewis. It states that the book is an attempt to explain in non-technical language and without religious bias or prejudice the reason for incarnation of a divine soul in a physical body and the purpose or mission of that soul in a physical body on this earth plane. In attempting to find an answer to the question, why are we here? We cannot subdue or cast out our consciousness, the idea that if we could determine what we are or would know why we exist. Therefore, along with this quest for knowledge concerning the purpose of our existence is an earthly life. It is the desire for knowledge concerning ourself and our relationship to the universe. I must share another profound reference. Specifically, while we may feel a need to have a purpose, in the introduction for the book Mental Alchemy by Ralph M. Lewis, he addresses why we seek purpose. This is just a small excerpt. One cannot imagine consciously walking along a road not knowing why I'm here or where I'm going. Never in a conscious normal state do we act on our own volition without relating a motive or a purpose of our action. We are accustomed to setting up conditions to comply with our complex nature, to term what we would call purpose or with purpose. Our reason, psychic, and emotional selves must be gratified. They must be stimulated and appeased. This can only be done by ideals, plausible reasons, or self-created purposes for living. We all can give purpose, which is a faculty of our intelligence, to our personal immediate life. We can establish ends which not only will gratify our inherent intellectual curiosity, but will satisfy those higher psychic impulses and sentiments, which we designate as moral and spiritual qualities. Do you know your purpose in life? I have asked this question in many forums and get so many different answers. Or for that matter, how many times have you asked yourself, what is my purpose in life? This question comes up in life at some of the darkest of times, or even in the most spiritual or awakening moments. Sometimes it's simply a fundamental question relating to spirituality, family, love, service, or in a more mundane sense, having enough money or a career or a job. Maybe the discussion comes up in meditation or spiritual initiation, like, what is my bigger purpose or true purpose in life? This is a conversation you should have regularly with your higher self, or what I would say the master within, to make sure you're in alignment with your true will and your higher purpose. Nobody else can tell you what your true purpose is in life. Now, I will share some views on how this question of purpose may have multiple answers on multiple levels but each can be reduced to some very simple and fundamental answers. Now let's explore just a few common elements about what life is all about in a deeper sense. Experience, love, knowledge, wisdom, spirituality, service and helping others, answers, karmic reconciliation or balance, exploration and adventure, accomplishments, and so on. The list literally could go on to infinity because everyone is in this incarnation for a different personal journey and soul purpose. Spend a brief moment and reflect and just make a mental note on what life in general means to you. If you have no idea where to start with these fundamental philosophical and spiritual questions, well, let's go to what is important to you in your current incarnate personality, as well as what is important to you in your higher or spiritual self. At the end of the day, it is the you in all senses of the word. And as Rosicrucians, we strive to align both as one. Here are just a few common priorities for people that I've heard over many years. There are the higher or esoteric aspects in life that can seem very general, but extremely important, such as happiness, peace, harmony, oneness. There are the physical or earthly aspects in life that we must live and deal with each day, such as stability, health, friends, family, and enjoyment. Then there are the bigger picture aspects that can be very important to support our experiences and purpose in life, such as goals, accomplishments, service, prosperity, and so on. This list is far from complete, and I suggest you make your own personal list after some reflection and meditation. Now let's move on to how all this could support our purpose in life. We must also remember, also remember and embrace the reality that we're all in this together with many others on their personal journey or experience. There are some basic realities that are important to everyone's experience and purpose in life, even though you may not or they may not know it. To extrapolate from the Rosicrucian Manifesto from 2014, if we do not all have a good ecology, environment, and living conditions, we can never achieve a healthier, sustainable lifestyle. So all our purposes in life should include support for all living things and the ecology that support all of us. There's the understanding, embracing the importance of each human, and for that matter, all living beings and their living conditions. Health and basic needs are important to all of us for many reasons, including love, compassion, inclusion, freedom, and personal experience. And finally, and intentionally, not first on the list of importance is spirituality, because without the previously mentioned, spirituality would be the least of your concerns. Where each person is allowed and encouraged to explore their inner spiritual connection with the divine or cosmic. Please keep these relevant when assessing your purpose in life for all our sakes. First, I must share an inspiration for this particular presentation, something that I ran across from our past imperator, Ralph M. Lewis, about his view on the simplicity of purpose from 1953. There is a specific focus on only two important purposes in life: health and peace of mind. In health, You should focus on the efficiency, coordination, and balance of your entire human organism or body. There should be a focus on harmony as experienced by a condition of well-being, of freedom from aggravation and distress. If you perceive suffering or discomfort, it is futile to establish any concept of idealism unless there is first a concern for health and comfort. This purpose of health applies to both mind and body. Then we have peace of mind, where you're at a state of inner peace, where you're harnessing or engaging the productive human power related to idealism. Some would say this could be as basic as peace profound, or this be a state of mind where you feel free to be you. You may need to adjust the particulars of your human experience to conform to these two basic ideals, with harmonization and relationship between your health and peace of mind. I have extrapolated the Imperator's message into three fundamental simplistic principles that support everyone's higher purpose. It can be very simple. Well-being, habitat, having a place to live comfortably, enough food to keep you healthy and happy, and the health of mind and body so that you can focus on your true purpose with clarity. Happiness, or rephrased as joy in your heart, in whatever that means to you. And ultimately, peace profound, or in other words, peace in mind and heart that transcends temporal events or distractions. Okay, now let's explore this commonly misunderstood concept of karma. Some simply see this as the universe's or nature's way of punishment for wrongdoings, but this cannot be further from the truth. It is really the law of compensation, or cycles and rhythm in action. Every action, thought, and word cause an action and reaction to varying degrees of multiplicity. Nothing is destroyed or created, but instead a transformation of something from before into something new. At the end of the day, or even the millennia, everything moves towards balance. There are swings to the polarities to and fro. It is the law. In this incarnation, you may have some stuff to learn and some other stuff to deal with, because, and so forth. Whatever you have learned in this cycle, and you need to focus on that level of perfection or balance. How does this all fit into your purpose? Have you ever found yourself looping or repeating experiences in life, or those like in your face experiences? Simply ask yourself, what are you supposed to be doing, experiencing, learning, and/or adjusting with or without, keeping or releasing? If you make no real changes, you will find yourself in the same experience over and over, but in different forms. And karma is not necessarily mean, bad, or good. It's just what your personal soul must realize and adjust to get closer to that point of harmony and balance. Wake up, see the message, meditate, make a plan, adjust, do, and be. After all, you are a being. Then we have self-discovery. Now, don't confuse it with self-mastery, which requires much practice and time. Why is self-discovery an important step in the mastery of self, as well as finding our purpose? The key elements of self-discovery are awareness, stepping out of comfort zones, and living intentionally. These pillars help you increase your consciousness, empower yourself, and achieve the best version of yourself, but are just the beginning. And then the purpose of self-discovery consists of four stages: gaining self-awareness, recognizing your interests, understanding your dreams and ambitions, and exploring potential paths. The quest of self-discovery is the driving force behind purpose. Let's touch on life's passion, drive, or motivation. Are you consciously aware of what drives or motivates you and makes you want to get out of bed every day? What is the basis or foundation of or purpose behind your drive? Is your passion or drive in alignment with divine will or natural law? If you're not having fun or enjoying what you are doing, you should consider focusing on a change. Your personal motives must be in alignment with your purpose. Embrace the experience. I cannot express how important this principle is in life, in love, and in purpose. This aspect of experience will last many lifetimes if you embrace the experience in your heart and conscious mind. Look for the message and lessons in life. Discuss with your master within. See every experience as an opportunity. Be present in the moment and express your love for the people in your life. Love people, animals, plants, flowers, grass, trees, soil, water, ocean, rivers, nature. Everything in its infinite diversity, in infinite combinations, of which the Vulcans in Star Trek call Itik. Love yourself as you are, inside and out. And you're going to see a theme in this. Love everything as it is, and love what it may become through the opportunity of transformation. If your thought, action, or word feels negative, then release it. Move forward. When you think love and peace with every thought, action, and word, then your heart and mind will be free, and life will automatically shift consciously and subconsciously. It doesn't require a special meditation or skill. It just takes practice over and over and over until it becomes natural to you. This is where the tire hits the road. Life's balancing act. How do we balance the higher and lower, the inner, the outer, the fun as well as the responsibilities and commitments? Purpose and self-mastery should be the driving foundation for this balancing act. Pursuing both with balancing alignment with your true purpose and everything that supports that purpose. Now let's start off with the essentials. I call this the grand balancing act of spirit, fire, water, air, and earth, of which either neglected will cause an imbalance and thus a distraction or discomfort in life. I'll start with spirit, where we should empower our inner and spiritual journey and oneness. Next, fire, where motivation, drive, passion, enjoyment empower us to move forward. Then there is water, where our heart is nourished with love in our social, community, friends, family, lovers, and partners' needs. Then air, where a healthy growth and focus on our mental state, mindfulness, awareness, learning to give us the growth we should seek. And finally, we have Earth, which is probably the most important for our balance. It is the caring of our health of body, diet, fitness, sleep. All of these are essential for balancing our life and purpose. Then we move on to the balancing of polarities in life, adventure versus stability, opportunity versus risks, management versus control, need versus want, purpose versus passion. All of these elements are relevant while avoiding the extremes, not bad or good, just in finding that balance, or what I would say the sweet spot in your life. It is very important to finding and living your true purpose. Do I have the perfect answer? Nope. But this is where your contemplative work must begin. I reiterate, reflect, meditate, consult your personal master within, and be willing to adjust each day. All I can say with great confidence is that you must find and live in what I call your dharmic groove. You will know when you find it or when you're in that sweet spot. In Hinduism, dharma denotes behaviors that are considered to be in accord with rata, the order and custom that makes life and universe possible. Dharma is actually a word without direct translation, but implies duties, rights, laws, conduct, virtues, and the right way of living. The word dharma derives from a Sanskrit word meaning to uphold or sustain. The concept behind dharma is anything that upholds or sustains a positive order. That's the key. Positive order in your life. This concept correlates to the ancient Egyptian concept or principle of ma'at, balance, harmony, truth, and justice. This is where you experience or find yourself living in synchronicity or serendipitous experiences, and by some divine or magical guidance, where visions and messages come from within so easily, where your vision is clear at all levels, where your heart is free without restriction, and your focus is relentless and time seems irrelevant. You find yourself naturally moving and being in alignment with natural law and cosmic will. Now, I must share something I learned while traveling throughout Thailand. It is the idea that everyone is experiencing their personal dharma and karma without judgment of where people are at their moments, without judgment of who they may be, whether there may be right or wrong, because of what they may need to be experiencing or even projecting at that time, which may involve us, you, not taking things personal. This concept was very difficult for me to accept and just as relevant to not judging ourselves for whatever is happening as long as we are learning and growing, continuously moving towards a state of peace profound, regardless of how many incarnations. And at the end of, or the beginning of the day, keep in mind your focus on your purpose through some basic principles: health, joy, peace, harmony, happiness, love yourself, and your oneness with the all. Know, acknowledge, and embrace your divine passion or what motivates you. Make sure you're in harmony with cosmic law. And live life daily in alignment with your purpose and alignment with divine will. And of course, live and be in your dharmic groove on a daily basis. What about your purpose going forward? Make it simple. Don't get distracted with how of the details of temporal obstacles and distractions, just the higher purpose, or anything that supports that higher purpose. Keep it simple. If you're not healthy, happy, and at peace within, nothing else matters until you get there and you're allowed to focus on your great work. The autumn time is a great time for appreciation of what you have, assessing your harvest in life in full appreciation, regardless of how much or how little you may have. The winter will be the time for going inward and establishing and reestablishing your new light or new seed for the next year, and in the light going forward, to be ready for the new spring and fulfillment to yourself and your purpose in life. Live it. Don't spend too much time looking back on the couldas and shouldas, but instead harness the focus and concentration of the magus towards your true purpose and the experiences in life that await you. Use your basic Rosicrucian practices of reflection, meditation, alignment with cosmic laws. Commit to you, your purpose, personal transformation, and most of all, important, love yourself, love nature, and love the all. Live long and prosper in love, peace, health, wealth, hope, happiness, joy, and purpose. Peace profound. So mote it be.